This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation in a patient named Lindsey Wolp, LINDSEYVOLPE. Date of birth 08/05/1981. Requesting physician Kiara Eisenberg, KIRAISENBERGPA. Dear Kiara Eisenberg, I have the pleasure of seeing Lindsey Wolp today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 43-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having history of diabetes mellitus and peripheral neuropathy. She is having muscle weakness. She is using a wheelchair at home and crutches outside. She is getting weaker. She has difficulty chewing, difficulty swallowing, no breathing issue. She has end-stage renal disease and on hemodialysis. He becomes tired easily. Hands are okay. Please rewrite again. Hands are weak. Legs are weak. Cannot do the stuff which he used to do. Become tired easily when he walk. Having pain in the feet and hands. Legs are numb. Have history of trigeminal neuralgia on the right side, taking Lyrica and Cymbalta. She has a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome when she was 20. She had a surgery on the right foot, which is now fused. Both feet dropped, but right foot is fused. Sometimes vision become blurry in the left eye. Balance is not good. Sometimes having tremors in the hand, left is more than the right. EMG of the upper extremity is done last year and lower extremity done 3 years ago. She had carpal tunnel surgeries. Past medical history, type 1 diabetes mellitus, end stage renal disease on hemodialysis, hypertension, neuropathy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, gastroparesis, Charcot joint, retinopathy, osteomyelitis, hyperlipidemia, hyperparathyroidism, drop foot, depression, on kidney transplant list, eosinophilic esophagitis, difficulty swallowing, hearing loss, history of pulmonary embolism, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, numerous orthopedic surgeries, peritoneal dialysis catheter, left hand fistula, carpal tunnel release, open reduction, internal fixation, left tibia and fibula. Allergy to heparin, fluorocaine, colchicine, medication, Coreg, Evapro, nifedipine, Prilosec, Pepcid, Cymbalta 60 mg daily, Precabaline 150 mg. 2 times daily, Levemir, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Calcitriol. Cinacalcet, Allegra, Novolog, Lidocaine patches. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is an RN. She is divorced, lives with the mother. Family history, mother alive with inflammatory bowel disease, degenerative disc disease, depression, father alive. Hypertension, one brother. Decreased, deceased due to drug overdose. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, muscle weakness, loss of balance, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, joint deformity, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2. Regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides, right more than the left. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination. Strength 5/4/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 0/4, plantar responses are flexor, left foot drop present, right foot is fixed, sensory system examination revealed. Decrease pin prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Kronborg test positive. Assessment and plan. 43-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one. Sensory motor neuropathy. Number two, history of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Number three, left foot drop. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test, including acetylcholine receptor antibodies, B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, CPK, and aldolase. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I will continue the lidocaine patch 5 milligram every day for 12 hours. I will also continue the Cymbalta 60 mg PO daily and pregabalin 150 mg 2 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.